That brings us to public comment. Opportunity for the public to comment on any item that is not on today's agenda. Yes, sir. Come on up.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Commission members. First, I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today during the public comment period. Thank you very much. My name is Chris Ludford. I'm a commercial fisherman, an oyster farmer in Virginia Beach. I wear many hats in life, as many of you do, but it is in the role of fisherman that I'm speaking to you from today. I want to take another minute or so and thank a few of the role models and mentors and influences on my life that have occupied the seats that you now hold. First is Joe Palmer. As you know, Joe passed away recently after a long battle with cancer, and he was a good friend and a mentor of mine. He got involved in fisheries management about the same time I did many years ago. He was in the crabbing part of the management, and I was probably did more in the fisheries part. We both worked together there at Lynn Haven, and we looked at this as an opportunity to give back, you know, by volunteering and doing things, you know, being involved with commission and serving on committees. Also, Mr. Rick Robbins, who also left recently, I wanted to thank him, even though he's not here today. I'll never forget his efforts to bridge the gap between scientists, environmentalists, and fishermen to save the Virginia commercial horseshoe crab fishery. He gave a speech to industry members at a Virginia Seafood Council conference that changed the way I looked at fisheries management and how to build bridges between the concerned parties. But lastly, I wanted to thank Commission Member Fox, who inspired me to grow oysters. Also, after hearing a speech that he gave at the Virginia Seafood Council in the late 1990s after he just returned from France, and he observed their aquaculture industry and made the prediction that the recovery of the Chesapeake Bay oyster would be built on the foundation of a thriving aquaculture industry, and he was right. Now I've got over 1 million oysters myself growing in Lynn Haven. So those three individuals that held your seats made a big impact. One time I was over here twice a month on average, attending meetings and being involved. And recently, things in life, you know, changed, new family, young family, so I haven't been here as much. I know your time is valuable, so I won't take much more of it. But I wanted to talk to you about the real reason I'm here, and that is to introduce you to one of the many faces of the Virginia working waterman, the commercial hook and line fisherman. I'm a commercial hook and liner myself, in addition to oyster, gill net. Used to crab pot a lot, got out of crabbing, eeling, various things. You know, we move in and out of fisheries to make a living. I served on two of the three hook and line task force groups that have been created by the commission over the past 25 years. Spent countless hours of driving, meeting, and researching, as many others have done, including Dr. Neal. We worked together on some of that stuff. I'm here to describe just briefly the industry and some of its struggles, and I had the blessing of a lot of the members of this group, and again, I'm going to try to be brief and just describe one fisherman as an example. A lot of times we're misunderstood or misrepresented, you know, why we commercial hook and line fish. I know we have one commercial hook and line fisherman that's a third generation Coast Guard retired, actually second generation. A lot of the fishermen, hunters, watermen, and guides on the Outer Banks of Virginia, North Carolina, were surf boat rescuers. They were members of the Coast Guard the turn of the century. This individual retired from the Coast Guard, is now a full-time waterman with his son. Has another one of his sons in the Coast Guard, I believe. That's one of the commercial hook and line fishermen that works so hard at his trade. We also have elderly fishermen who can no longer pull nets, and they choose to use hook and line fishing. Where I'm going with this is just to let you know that now more than ever we need your support, your understanding of the rules and regulations and quotas that we fish under. In the coming weeks, I'm going to try to work with staff at the FinFish and even at the crab management about some multi-species management tools that we can use to help the crab situation. There's a lot of predation on certain species. I'm not going to get into the specifics now, but I just wanted to introduce myself, introduce the members of the industry that I'm going to ask Stan in a minute, just in a minute, and let you know that we care. We're heavily involved in our trade. We're involved in other fisheries. We choose to use hook and line when we can. It's a very selective fishery. Our value that we create for Virginia is far-reaching. Recently, some fisheries that, in the summertime, there's no gill net fishery. There's a lot. It's slow in the pound net fishery. We supply many of the fish packing houses with a large percent of the fish that they sell to local restaurants. So, again, just to let you know, that we're out here. We're doing the work very hard. And that We're also affected by the same natural forces and weather impacts that affect the other fisheries. Starting hopefully with the coming FinFish committee meeting on Monday, I'm going to ask your staff to entertain a topic on the new business. And again, I wanted to take a moment to introduce myself to the newest members and hopefully get back over here. And if not myself, then some of the other fishermen be involved. And just briefly, I want to ask the guys that are with me here today to stand up. I had quite a few people from the industry that came over. I think on a day where we didn't have really an agenda item, thank you very much, that we didn't have a specific agenda item, this is really shows a should show you a good demonstration of how these people take their job seriously and what they're doing and what we're doing to help Virginia industry. Three or four of the buyers weren't able to be here today, but they have signed on and said that they would help us with anything that we're going to work for in the future. I appreciate your time. And if you have any questions, we'd be glad to answer those. With that, I'm going to let you hopefully continue what it looks like maybe a shorter day than you've been accustomed to in the past.
Right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Good to see you, and thank you all for coming. Anyone else? Public comment? Seeing none, we're going to move right along.